It would be 25 or 30 of them and baptized. And we come on back and change clothes and we have our first summer. And after the first summer, we would eat dinner at long wooden tables out on the tree shade. And that's why we spread out our food. And folks would come for a year, the big meal. Well, they know they're gonna get a plenty of something to eat.
You mentioned baptized. How many times were you baptized?
I wasn't baptized but one time.
You told me about another time when you were a little girl.
Oh yeah, that when we was cheering, you know, when we were growing up. See, Milton Daniel, he was the preacher. Nobody there cheering and never get a chance to go to town about once a year. All the old folks be going to town. And soon as they go to town, we'd get out and catch two or three chickens and kill them and cook and eat. Then we start having meat. And we had a pond now and then right in front of our house. And son Daniel, he was the preacher. And my sister Annabelle, she was the mother of the church.
And you were cheering, huh?
And take all those little children and march us out of that pond and baptize us. I tell you the truth, I think about that a long time now. I don't see how come they didn't drown us. But we didn't have nowhere to go, nothing else to do, so we just got in all the damn we could. But I think that was a good thing for us to do, start trying to sing and pray and have meat. We had a big stomach of fried chicken and biscuit and gravy. Then we'd have meat, child. We'd have a good time.
Did he really grow up to be a preacher?
I mean, a good preacher, too. He's in Rochester now. Pastor one of the biggest Baptist churches up there. He made a wonderful preacher.
What do you call a room where there's nothing but boxes? Did you ever have one of those? In the olden days, you got boxes and old clothes that you never wear and trunks.
Well, back then, and them days, we didn't have no room for to put a storage room or nothing like that. We had what we called a crib and a smokehouse and to keep them boxes and things in. While we kept our boxes, had the more high wooden beds and things, we pushed them boxes and things up under the bed. Ain't nobody knows about no utility rooms or nothing like that, no storage room. Everything we had to try to store it in them. And them old houses back there, you didn't have a three room. Some of them didn't have a two. Great big old room, you put four or five beds in there. That's why you had to sleep at and sit at in the little old kitchen to cook in. Yeah, no room. One room, as the houses today, one of them rooms back there make four rooms.
So the rooms back there were bigger?
Yeah, it looked like a barn. They were so large. Just one great big old room.
And what did you do when company came to see you?
What company? What do you mean by company?
I'm talking